Welcome to the Sedona Soul Sister Show, down-to-earth discussions on metaphysics, spirituality, paranormal, and healing. The Sedona Soul Sisters are the most trusted psychic mediums in Sedona. They have offices in Sedona where they see clients from all over the world. And now, today's show with Roz, Ivory, Terri-Anne, and Melissa. Today's topic is energy vortexes. And before somebody says it, I'm just going to say, we're aware that the actual plural is vortices, but some people don't know that. So we'll put both of them out there just to cover our bases. If you are watching or listening later and you have questions about today's show, please email us. That email address is in the show description, and we'll be glad to get back to you at any time. So we live in one of the places in the world, or our business is in one of the places in the world that has very well-known energy vortexes. And I thought I'd start off by just saying what it is. For those of you who have never heard of this, a vortex is just a location on the planet where energy is concentrated at a specific point. And there's swirling energy there. And these fields move up or down in a cone-like pattern, and it's thought to affect people or animals that are in proximity to it. You don't have to be as close as some people think you do. And at these points on the Earth, energy is either entering the Earth or emanating out of the Earth's plane. So we have been surrounded by it. I was telling a client yesterday as we were sitting in my office, and she said, I'm so sad because we can't go to any of the vortexes because of this fire and the forest are shut down. And I said, you're sitting in the field of all of them right now, sitting in our office. That's one of the things we love about the energy of where our business is. So you don't have to go to the specific point. Anybody want to jump in with something about vortex energy?
I think there's two things. What you're mentioning is like the expectation that people have of what their experience is going to be. Some people don't feel anything. Other people have a physiological reaction. They can have vertigo. They can feel very lightheaded. They can feel incredibly emotional. They can feel empowered. There's kind of like a range of reactions to it. So I think it's better if you kind of go into them without expectation, and you just see how it, you know, emanates with your frequency, how it blends, and what you actually do experience. I remember coming here. I used to come here. I've lived here for so long now, I hardly remember this stuff, but I used to come here and go on what I called psychic sabbatical. And I would actually just come in town, stay at a specific hotel that I really liked, the location of that hotel, because for me, that vortex area is so powerful. And I remember coming in town with a friend one day, and I suddenly, it was a mid-morning, I just put my hands up like that and lifted them. And it was like my hands became an antenna. And I heard languages from all over the world. I heard languages that I had never recognized before, which I subsequently realized these were probably galactic languages. I mean, because they were unlike any language I had ever heard on Earth. And it was quite an experience. And that was about in 19, maybe 97, I think. And I had been here before and I had never had that experience. So I think when you come here, you just got to flow with it.
Where were you, Roz, when that happened?
This was so long ago that a lot of the houses that are over in VOC were not there. And I was in an area where it's now built up, but they were just starting to develop across the road from where Bell Rock is and back up in those neighborhoods as you
come it feels down. So good up in there.
Yeah, you pass through the area right around Bell Rock coming down into VOC, and we just took that first right turn and went up, and it was just amazing. It was truly amazing. And I was blown away. I was like, whoa, what's happening here? Subsequently, a friend of mine later moved into one of those houses that was built there. She had a very clear view of Bell Rock from her backyard. And she had a friend over one day, broad daylight, took a snapshot of Bell Rock. This was, you know, something, the natural thing people would do. And there was very clearly a UFO above Bell Rock. I mean, you couldn't miss it, but you couldn't see it with the naked eye. So that's an amazingly powerful vortex. And I think a lot of people really resonate to that vortex.
That area you're talking about, Roz, that is real powerful. Like every time I've driven back in that first right-hand turn, it feels so good. I wanted to get a house back in there, but it just didn't work out. But I still feel it when I go back into that area. There's a definite uplifting, huge increase in frequency right there. It's pretty powerful.
Over the years since I've lived here, I've talked to people who have other people who have lived in that area and even further down, you know, into VOC, and they have witnessed UFOs coming and going. So I don't know.
I wanted to bring up about the positive, negative. Vortexes can either be positive, leading to enhanced well-being and health, or seen as negative, being draining, causing poor health, mental stress. I've always wondered if that is part of the reason why when people come to Sedona, they can feel either like they're coming home finally, or they at first have that euphoria and then Sedona sort of kicks them out energetically. You know, I don't know if it has to do with that effect. It's very interesting, but you all know what I'm talking about.
I came to Sedona before I was spiritually awake. And I remember that feeling. It was just a feeling of overwhelming love and peace within me, which I had not experienced before. And so for me, I didn't even understand what a vortex was at that time. I didn't have any knowledge of anything metaphysical or anything in the area that would bring that about. But I just knew I had this resonance within my body, my soul felt it, you know?
Absolutely. I was telling a friend the other day that I actually lived on the other side of the mountain range from Sedona for almost 40 years in Prescott. And I used to bring my daughter over here for little weekend girls getaways, and both of us would talk about how we would come into town and we'd get giddy. And I can remember giggling a lot and just laughing and being so silly. And yeah, it's easy for mothers and daughters to do that. But more so when we would hit Sedona, we'd get to Sedona and we'd be that way the whole time we're here. We'd have a great time and just feel better, just uplifted. And that's still true. That's still true for me with the frequency here. So I guess it's welcoming me. I'm so grateful to not be spit out by Sedona.
I had the same experience when I came in the first time. I just felt overwhelming love and God. And I stayed my very first experience. I also stayed in a hotel down in that same area in the village of Oak Creek, like where Ross was describing. And it was just, it changed me. It changed my experience in life. And I didn't know what the vortex or vortices or any of those things actually meant either. And I still learn. And I still, even though I've lived here for a long time in a couple of spurts, I still learn the that some of the energies can help pull us back into balance or help us in the next step of our spiritual journey or really physical life journey as well. So it's just, I'm never not in amazement about the vortex energy here, just helping us. It's almost like leading us forward with a helping hand. And sometimes I can feel them and sometimes I can't. But I'm really grateful because that's funny. The way you're saying it, Ivory, is funny because I'm like, yeah, me too. I'm glad that Sedona energies and vortexes did not spit me out, because it's just a sacred journey. And so whether we're here for 2 days or for 20 years, I think it holds us up. It's part of our experience. I'm very grateful.
And I should reframe that, because the truth is I really believe more than being spit out by Sedona, it's really that not everybody is meant to come here and stay here for any length of time. I think they're called here legitimately and they get what they need and then they're led to move on. And if they don't do it on their own, then their guides make sure they do it. I mean, we all know how that goes. You know, there's been plenty of times that I knew I needed to leave a job and I wouldn't. And the angels conspired to just make it so that I absolutely had to get out of that environment and move on to what I was supposed to do next. Why would that be any different in Sedona? But I don't want to give the impression that Sedona is the end-all be-all of vortices in the world. We're one of the places that are really well known for it. Some of the others are the Egyptian pyramids, Machu Picchu in Peru, Stonehenge in England, not a surprise. And then I don't know if I'm pronouncing this right, if I'm butchering it, please forgive me, Uluru in Australia. So those are just the really well-known ones, but I can guarantee you there are many more vortices than that you hear about or read about online. Because Roz, isn't it, I read something about a long time ago about ley lines and vortexes. Do you agree that it has to do with that?
I do. I mean, I've done some research on it, and it does. When you look at how the ley lines cross and how they circle the earth, there's really no question that, you know, those are areas where you have extremely strong energetic vibrational fields and frequencies and things that. The one thing I notice about here is there's certain locations that I go to here where I actually hear the frequencies. I hear very high-pitched whine. It comes on very strong in certain areas. There's a couple of areas that are well-known areas around here. When I go into, I hear a very loud humming noise. And ironically, one of my children experienced that too, hearing that extremely loud hum. That fades away as I, you know, relocate and get out of that area. So I do feel like the ley lines are a huge factor in that. But there's something else going on too.
Would you talk briefly about what ley lines are, Roz? I just want to say Roz is super, super knowledgeable about energy fields and energy in general. So would you just explain ley lines a little?
What these are, there's actually some maps available online where they show, it's like a grid that is on the earth. And people say they are on the surface of the earth. I think they go very deep down into the molten, you know, areas, the core, and down into the molten areas of the earth. There's actually a gentleman here in Sedona who's very knowledgeable about these things too. And he's been here for many years. And he, I believe he was a graduate of like MIT or something. And he did a lot of scientific research. His name is Pete Sanders. He's got some books out if you want to check those out. I did read up on some of those things. And I also, I seem to be extremely energy sensitive to different things that go on within the earth. For example, the magnetic fields, I'm extremely sensitive to what the poles are doing and what the magnetic, you know, shifts that are going on in the earth. Every time the earth's frequency changes, the earth has its very own frequency, whenever that shifts, I struggle to kind of get myself back to balance. And I feel like there are a lot of people that experience this. And when you look at these grid, this grid that is on the surface of the earth shown as these ley lines, it's pretty interesting to observe that, I mean, it circles the entire globe. So as you pointed out, these aren't strictly confined to the Sedona area. They are acknowledged to be more noticeable and more powerful here. And I think a lot of people have amazing experiences here when they come. They're not expecting anything and they have these epiphanies, you know, where they suddenly realize something that they've been trying to figure out for decades. So it's a pretty magical place. Those ley lines are part of it.
I had no experience with ley lines. I heard about them, read about them, have friends who are really into that, but I had no experience until I had that house in Sedona that was in far west Sedona that was on a ley line. And my experience with that, and so I think this ties in with energy vortexes, is I would get vertigo so bad. Like if I walked across, I could tell you, I could almost put a piece of masking tape through my house of where that ley line went, based on every time I crossed it, I would have to hang on to something, particularly a place in my kitchen, that if I walked between the middle of the kitchen and my sink, I was guaranteed to get a massive wave of vertigo. But strangely, like the first time I came over to Sedona with a spiritual friend who was really into the vortices, and she wanted to go to Bell Rock, and she had told me about all of her experiences, everything she felt. And Roz, remember when you said let go of expectations? This is why that's important. So I expected to have something amazing and powerful. And it was a hot day, and we hiked all as high up on Bell Rock as we could. And I very highly anticipated, put my hands on the red rocks, and I felt nothing. Nothing at all. Yeah. And I was just crushed. Like, what? So I don't know what that means. Like, does it mean you didn't need the balancing of that particular vortex? Does it mean you just don't vibrate with it?
I think that's the thing right there, is we all have different frequencies. These are frequencies. So when you find your frequency and the frequency of where you are vibrating very close together, you know, that's extremely powerful. And I think that's when you get a lot of these reactions, you know, physical reactions. I too have the adventure of these crazy dizzy, you know, things. We talk about the office. Some days we'll all come in, we're going, okay, what's going on today? Mm-hmm. That's where all, you know, yes. So it, you know, it's very interesting that once you pay attention and you become aware, I actually started to get where I felt like I had some management of that kind of dizziness and that kind of suddenly, I mean, I could just be driving through town and all of a sudden feel this incredible feeling like somebody pulled a carpet out from under my feet, and my higher consciousness went up about 50 feet. And then, you know, I just feel like it's very much an individual thing, and it's very much about our sensitivity and our frequency.
I should bring up about the whole thing about vortices can be masculine or feminine. And I don't know if that's just a different way of saying that they're positive and negative, but I have no idea. But I know they can be masculine or feminine. And then all the guidebooks locally, they tell you, oh, this one's feminine, this one's masculine, this one's neutral. But they either strengthen the feminine side or the masculine side, or like I said, they're neutral. It'd be a balance of the two. The feminine, if it's a feminine vortice, then it's strengthening characteristics like kindness, compassion, and patience. And it said that the masculine ones strengthen traits like reasoning, decisiveness, and self-confidence. I don't see why that wouldn't be good for all of them, but hey, I don't run the vortices, so I'm not in charge of that. But does anybody here have any insights about like what, how do they know? Like, how do they decide it's masculine or feminine?
I was going to mention that one because, you know, I went the other day to at one of the masculine energy areas, and I kept thinking, I've been working on myself, like working on my self-work and inner care and things like that. It almost blew my head off. First of all, we couldn't get in because of the fires, but I just was like, what's going on here? So I took a moment. It was very intense. Took a moment, and I started realizing it was trying to show me, like, undo some of the things that I could not see in myself, which would be, you know, traumas or things I need to work on in myself, or things that I was not seeing how I was behaving. So in the masculine energy, it went inside of me and said, hey, so look at this. You will receive your answer. So the energies actually just nudge that toward us. And that's just the, you know, masculine, feminine is just a neat way of showing the yin yang as well. Like yin yang, we could use different words. And just the masculine could be also from the vortex areas. It could be like, again, the things that are masculine in our minds that we are working on, or in the world, could be in the world. And in these vortex places, all of Sedona, for sure. The dimensions come together, and there's got to be a way for these dimensions to come together and balance. And so sometimes some of the different areas, like Cathedral, is more electric masculine. So that would be Cathedral Rock vortex. And then the Bell Rock vortex area would be more feminine and touch things like intuition, healing, things like that in us. So all those dimensions coming together, all of the pieces seen and unseen coming together, and then they touch our energies and help us balance or see things that we can't see in ourselves. Does that make sense?
It does. And it makes me think another reason why I know I'm not the only one who says, oh my gosh, I went to one of the vortices and I didn't feel anything. Maybe it's because you don't need the balancing that vortex is providing. Maybe you are okay on those qualities. So which one were you at, Melissa, where you experienced that?
I love Boynton Canyon because of my little galactic cosmic self. And my interests, it's very galactic in there. So I was coming out of, I was showing, I was going, we took a day off and my friend and I went, and it was those areas. It was not actually, again, you don't have to be right on a particular point, like a 1 foot square piece of land to be in the vortex energies. So I was outside of it, but I was in between Red Rock Loop Canyon and Boynton. And I just thought there were a few places we were driving and we'd stop And I just thought, okay, I can't sit here for that much longer because it was so intense. And then, I mean, all evening, it continues, that energy continues in us. And sometimes when people visit for, again, like 4 days, and that energy can continue to be part of our experience for the next months, where we continue to unfold in how that sparked us inside that touching the vortex energies. So for the whole evening, I was just like, whoa. And I had to keep grounding myself and grounding and then catching on to what I wasn't seeing in myself. It was a good thing, but I was a little caught off guard the other day. So, and sometimes sometimes I go and I do not feel anything either. So I don't know, maybe our own energy fields know when we can handle shifting, changing, growing progress, or when we maybe can't and have a little bit more of a subtle experience. But yeah, that was just a couple of days ago where it just literally almost blew my head off. It was super galactic and awesome.
You're super galactic and awesome. And Terri-Ann, I think you're okay to unmute now. Whatever that was, I think has passed. It was some weird thing, maybe in Zoom system. Real quick, I just want to tell you the main vortices that are in Sedona is Cathedral Rock, Airport Mesa, Bell Rock, Boynton Canyon, Chapel of the Holy Cross, Courthouse Butte, and Schnebley Hill. And Roz and I have talked about where we met. We worked in the same place. And actually, it was on Oak Creek, right next to Schnebley Hill. So that's probably part of the reason. That's where we were talking about the elemental beings last week's show. Now I'm hearing somebody talking in the back, like a voice in the background talking that's not us. This is so weird. This never happens. So
that is weird.
We have a spirit with us today. But I wanted to say one place that we as a business like to go when we just need to get away and maybe do a little group meditation, just uplift, we'll go to Red Rock Crossing. And Red Rock Crossing is right on Oak Creek, and it's at the base of Cathedral Rock. So is Cathedral Rock masculine or feminine? Does anybody know that?
Masculine.
Masculine. Interesting. Cause I, you talk about giddy. That's the ultimate giddy there. I feel, like I want to run sprightly through the forest, you know, when I'm at Red Rock Crossing. And I love going there because it does give that kind of feeling, but, I never really thought about it being so close to Cathedral Rock, but I'm sure that's why it feels so good there.
That was one of the places that I was at the other day when I was saying, whoa, I can't hold on. And to me, the Cathedral Rock energy makes me want to grab like an electric guitar and have like 4,000 amplifiers behind me. And I'm going to play with Jimi Hendrix. That's how it feels. Like it's like electric and groovy and inspiring and confident. And so that's how I experience it. I love it.
When the forest reopen, I have a plan. I'm going to take my harp to Red Rock Crossing and I'm going to sit at the edge of the creek and play my harp because that's my favorite place with my favorite instrument. And it just seems like that would be so much fun. So I'm going to definitely do that. Did you all know that Chapel of the Holy Cross is a vortex? No wonder it feels so good there. You've all been there, right? Mm-hmm. So that is this amazing a little chapel here in Sedona that's literally built into the side of the Red Rocks. And it's not a big place. It's really small, but it's kind of, you got to go through this neighborhood and then up this winding road and hike your way up there. But it does feel amazing there. I have a feeling that that might be a neutral vortex.
That's the vortex where I have the most vertigo.
Really?
As soon as I get past that very large house that's before you drive onto the property, It starts, and by the time I go up to where there's parking, if I try to walk up there, I have to usually, you know, have someone either hold their arm or like go and kind of like stay next to the wall. I don't know. It's very interesting. And I have been in there a few times. And it's beautiful, and it has an amazing high frequency when you get in, but it's also a very powerful vortex. So I just drove up there the other day, and then I didn't want to get out of the car because I could tell I was probably going to fall over. So
I've had that too, but I thought it was the hike from the parking lot up to the chapel that was doing it. I remember just kind of hanging on to the rock wall, needing to sit down for a while.
And it's amazing when you look at that canyon that it's in, that's a giant circle, the way it's shaped. So it's really a fascinating place. And the story of it, how the woman who built it, who paid to have it built, and the people that designed it and everything, how inspired she was to do that. So it's pretty fascinating.
There's some great pictures online. If you look up pictures of Sedona, you'll see some that show that circular area, and it's real evident. And that's what you're looking at, is probably up from that Chapel of the Holy Cross down into that valley. It's pretty interesting. There's no other places in Sedona that look like that. So if you see that, you're looking at what we're talking about.
I actually took my vehicle when I first moved here. I took my vehicle and put my kids in there. I have, you know, an SUV, and I said, "Okay, we're gonna go up Schnebley Hill Road," and we did. And there were areas going up that road where I also experienced, like, practically felt like out of body. Like I was just going to go. Bzzz. And it was very interesting. And of course, my kids loved it. They were like in high school at that age. So they just thought that was the bomb and wanted to do it again. I was like, oh, that's okay.
Once was good.
A little too much spin on that one. But beautiful, beautiful views.
The other place that Sedona Soul Sisters likes to go for a little group meditation and just to soak in the energy is up to the airport, Mesa. And that's probably the closest one to our office. It's maybe a 5-minute drive. And we'll go up there. I was telling a client, you don't have to hike down. Like Melissa said, you don't have to go to some 1-foot diameter. This is the vortex. No. There's no need to hike down to it unless you just want to. We'll just go up there and park near the restaurant, and there's some picnic benches, or we'll stand. People look at us funny, but we'll stand at a corner off to the side of the road and we'll just be standing in a little circle, meditating and concentrating on what we're doing. People are driving by and giving us little sideways glances like, what is this? And they're like, well, we're in Sedona. So, you know, they look, you know, four women, you know, we look pretty harmless. I guess they just leave us alone. So I'm pretty sure, Terry Ann, that you had an experience up there. I'm fairly sure it was at the airport Mesa Vortex that you had something powerful. Is that true?
That was the time that I don't think Melissa was there. It was the three of us, wasn't it? The three of us had gone up to airport Mesa to do some work. And yeah, that I really felt in my solar plexus between my lower heart and my solar plexus. It was like just like burst wide open. That was another experience I had. And I had another experience when I was in Maui as well, that similar energy coming through where I just could feel my heart chakra open up wide. And Maui was the other one.
I've heard people say that about Maui, comparing Sedona. Energy of Sedona to the energy at Maui.
Yeah, Maui, definitely.
I never thought about it, but I totally agree. Like the time I went there, I felt giddy for the 5 days I was there. It might have maybe just being able to swim in the ocean and the water was warm. I don't know, but I was giddy the whole time there too. Or maybe I'm just a giddy person and I'm unaware of it. I don't know. Where did you have your big awakening, Terri Ann? Where were you when that happened?
I was up at the airport when I saw the portals opening. I was up at the top of the airport mesa. You can hike through there and it's like, so not actually on the mesa, but where you go through the hike to get through the top of the mesa. Like you were saying, you don't have to be exactly on the vortex, but that's when I was sitting there and I could see the portals all over Thunder Mountain. And what's the skinny one with the skinny spout there? Is that across the street? Oh.
Is it Chimney Rock you're talking about?
Chimney.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
So Chimney, I could see the portals all over there and my mind was blown. I was like rubbing my eyes. Am I really seeing this? What's going on?
That's a real moment.
Absolutely. And then another time, I remember going back to what Roz said earlier, Melissa and Ed were doing work with the 108s at her house. And Roz and I were in the office and we were unaware that they were doing work over there. And I said to Roz, I ended up leaving for the day. I was so dizzy. I couldn't even see straight. And Roz and I were like, what is going on today? Oh, we couldn't even function. Come to find out that Melissa and Ed were over there setting up the 108s at her house.
Picking it up by osmosis. Wah.
It was so, it did the same thing to me as well. And what we were doing was setting up the organite in the sacred geometry. And then we put the pyramid on and we asked for the highest good. So we asked for all of the light to do its thing. And so just whatever is best for all of us. And it sort of just, it was like a wave of light coming through. It was a
pretty
little
intense.
Bit. Yeah.
What was that, Roz?
It was pretty intense. It really was like a wave.
That was probably during the long period of time I was working from home. I might have picked it up and don't even know it because I didn't know you guys were up there.
You know, the interesting thing, this whole area of West Sedona, even though, you know, they talk about the four major vortexes and the seven minor vortexes. And, you know, where this is all mapped out, these are very specific areas. But I find West Sedona to just have these intense little spots when you're passing through here. And one we've always talked about is when you drive down the hill and you're coming into the valley. I mean, spectacular views, everything's amazing, you know. And you get to the bottom of that hill where I can't think of the street, but the street that goes out to Boynton Canyon. You get up just about to the bottom of that long hill, and I pass that area where Relics is. And of course, that's a known, quote unquote, haunted location. So there's tremendous energy there. The minute I pass that and I hit that signal, I can have vertigo so intensely. It's like I'm coming down the hill and I'm already preparing myself for it. Okay, get grounded, get ready.
Gird your loins, here it comes.
It's extremely quick, very short, but intense. So there's something in that area right there. And it's some type of the other thing is these vortexes move. I know you guys experience that, where you feel them very intensely. And then you go to that, through that place later, and it's not there. It's not the intensity, same intensity. So these, you know, there is a very fluid quality to them, even though they're set on kind of like, I think of these ley lines like a grid kind of.
And so, I should say that Relics, for those of you who are listening and think you want to check that out for yourself, that's now a crepe restaurant. So if you're looking for relics, look for the Crepe restaurant, but it's still that old historic building, still haunted, I'm sure. That's neither here nor there. But anyway, I agree with you. There's something about that drive down. And I always feel better on that drive down when you're up at the top where I think it's the Marriott up there, the newest place. And you start driving down that hill, like that's when I start to, my heart chakra opens up and I know I'm really driving into the effect of the vortices. And it's so interesting. It's just mind blowing to me. I could live so close and be coming over here for so many years and not really know anything about the energy vortices until I meet people who are really into it. And now Melissa, you know, you probably know she has a UFO tour. She's also putting together a vortex tour, which I think is going to be really good because she's got some abilities and some interesting twists to that that'll make it even more fun. Do you want to talk about that, Melissa?
I would love to. We get to, on the vortex tour, we get to choose what, you know, according to what you need or what your heart's desire is to work on. And we get to go do reading and cleansing and clearing. It's almost like an alignment and heart activations in the different vortex places. And we get to choose, you know, whatever we're working on. And it's so exciting. And I do it myself. Like that's one of the things I practice. I do this. I do this for myself every week at least. And it's just spectacular. And I don't think any human being can comprehend or know all of the, like understand the, all of it about the vortex, each vortex or any of the pieces, because there are many layers, but it's such a cool way to actively work on yourself and lifting up in consciousness and staying, you know, on path and things like that. And so I'm so excited that I get to work with people. And we get to do our readings and the beauty of the surroundings. Oh, it's just so, so amazing. And it's just, it can be just colossal, epic to our growth.
And if you're coming to Sedona because you want to experience, you know, so many different types of vortices in one relatively small area, rather than just sort of driving around and trying to find the one you like or even finding them, I recommend you take Melissa's tour because you want to find out what each one offers you and based on what you need and go to the one that's going to be most helpful or a few that are going to be helpful for you. I think it can be kind of hit or miss if you don't have that kind of guidance. And people do think that you have to be standing on a particular tiny spot of ground to feel it. I thought that. And I honestly, I'm going to be very truthful here. I did not know that this location our business is in was in the field of all of these vortices. I just knew I really liked the energy there. And it was so funny because when I first proposed this location in our first suite in the same building, and I remember the other three ladies came over and they were like, I don't know about that building. And as soon as they walked in, they're like, oh yes, this feels so good. And it still does. I think our new suite 111 is even better, feels even better energy in there. So you could be soaking up the energy and getting the benefits without even visiting the vortices when you're in Sedona. And Roz, you're totally dead on about West Sedona. It's always been the strongest for me along the strip of West Sedona, just as you get outside of the uptown and all the way to about Relic, where Relics was, the new Crepe restaurant.
Yeah.
And especially around the airport, vortex airport energy right there at the highway and airport road. That spot right there is pretty intense in a good way.
Powerful.
Any other experiences you ladies have had with the vortices here or elsewhere? I haven't been to Machu Picchu. My parents have, but I have not.
They've been to Machu Picchu?
They are world travelers. I mean, I've been a world traveler, but they put me to shame big time. They went to Peru. My mom did not make it up to Machu Picchu because, you know, she's got problems with her lungs and she could not handle going up there, but my father did. And he's like, oh, you've got to go there. I'm like, that I know. I hope I get to. But I haven't been to the pyramids either, but the people I know who have say that it's very powerful, and you know that they're always shocked that it's in the middle of a huge metropolis area. They always think it's going to be out in the desert, and I'm sure it was when they built it, but thousands of years later, Cairo was built around those areas and it's in a huge city. Has anybody been to Stonehenge? That is so on my list. I'll tell you, that is on my list. And I want to go there on that. It's one of the, maybe it's all of the solstices where they used to open it up and you could go in, and there's ceremonies and events there on the solstices. I want to go where you can be like within the ring. I think that would be so amazing. Looking at it from the road doesn't really appeal to me, but that would be fascinating. And it's not just because I'm a huge Outlander fan either of the stone circle thing. No, that's a byproduct. I was fascinated with Stonehenge before. Oh, goodness. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. Why do we go up to the airport, Mesa? What are we seeking up there, Roz? What leads you to say we need to go to the airport, Mesa?
For me, when I want to manifest something, that's where I go.
That's right.
And I can honestly say I have shocked myself with things that I have focused on and done focus of energy with and been able to manifest up there. It has actually been mind blowing. So, I mean, I've literally stunned myself. And I think, you know, it's a lot about, there's an amazing weightless quality that I feel up there on that mesa. You know, it's various areas as you can drive around up there. I can feel very subtle shifts, you know, in the energy there. And I've been just felt like, you know, when I found our little spot that we go to there, and this was actually many years ago, when I sort of stumbled across this spot, and I just felt this incredible energy there. And I thought, wow, this is a spot where you could probably do just about anything. You could get just about anything cooking. And it worked
out. Is that spot on the side of the road where we were standing in a little circle?
Yeah. I mean, it's just, it's not right on the vortex. It's totally, and when I used to go there, you know, it wasn't nearly as busy as it is there now, but they still, you know, there's still something just very tangible there that feels amazing. And I feel like it, I don't have to go up there and stay and meditate for any length of time. All I have to do is go there, get right in the place where I feel that intensity, and focus my energy on visioning what it is that I need to happen. And it's never taken more than a week or so, or 2 weeks tops.
You know what this means, girls? We need a trip up to Airport Mesa. We're on the verge of expansion of our business and making room for Melissa's tour groups to have a place to sit and just expanding things. And we need to go up there. It's time for some powerful manifesting. We have gotten really good. We've talked about this, but we're going to say it again. Terri Ann came through us through manifesting like that.
Absolutely.
It might, was we been up there, right? Yeah. We went up because we were like, we need somebody to come in, want them to be a really good fit, somebody that just, you know, naturally fits in with the Sedona Soul Sisters. And then it was 2 or 3 days later that Terri Ann said,
there she
I'm
is.
Looking for a room to rent. We're like, oh my gosh.
Here we go. And in fact, before that, we were discussing renting that room, and Ivory and I were sitting there, and I said, well, the only person I really want to rent that room was Terri Ann.
But she's not looking and for a boom. Place to rent. I remember that was the rest of that. She's not even looking for a place to rent.
I remember you said that. She's not even looking for a place. And then a couple of days later, I was like, let me text Roz because I wasn't happy where I was. And I was like, I want to just look for a place that I can call my own and a room to rent with like-minded people, you know. And then she was like, yeah, let's meet.
We're like, yes. And I remember Roz and I looking at each other just like stunned. That was one of those moments of like, holy moly. Wow. That's some powerful manifesting. We need to do that again, ladies. We got to go up there. We always do best when we join our manifesting together. We are much more powerful with the four of us than we could ever be.
Absolutely. And right now we have Melissa back.
Yay!
We're going to get Terri Ann back for however long she decides to park her wheel.
Oh my gosh.
I'm homesick, so.
It's going to be crazy. It is. We're going to have even more people pulling up and saying, I don't know why I'm here, but I was driving by and I saw your sign and I just knew I had to come in here. What do you do? And they end up, they really need some services that we provide. I mean, that happens regularly, but I'm predicting right now, here's a psychic prediction. For the four of us in that same building, again, boom, it's going to be boom.
I agree. And I think when we go up to the manifesting spot, we might also please order some cooler weather.
A little rain.
Rain. Ooh. Well, we can work on that. I have something at my office that'll help with that. So it's been so fun to talk about vortices. It's a big part of the Sedona experience. It's one of the things people come from all over the world to check into, to experience for themselves. And again, just be aware, Sedona is not the only place in the world. So maybe you're closer to one of those other locations I mentioned earlier. Check them out. Look online for other vortices that are minor vortices. You might have one closer to you than you realize that you can check out, and then you've got something to compare to. My goal, this is something I'm going to do. I proclaim it, so now I have to actually follow through because you guys hear me saying it. I'm going to go to all of the major vortices in Sedona and make notes of like what I feel, like what I experience, or nothing, if it's another nothing thing. I just want to know. And I'm be curious to see like if that remains the same. If I do it again a year later, will things have shifted so much with the vortices or within myself that it's different? You know, I love a good scientific experiment. I cannot resist it. My life is full of them. That is never going to stop. I must have been a scientist in a past life. That's all I can figure out.
I would agree.
Anything else anybody wants to say about the energy vortices today? I think we're good then. Tune in next Friday when our topic is how to start a spiritual business. We're going to help you know some of the basics, how to get things moving, pitfalls to avoid. I think that's a huge one. We started our business from scratch and I've started other ones and probably you ladies have too. So we've got some helpful information with the twist of it's spiritual or healing in nature. So we look forward to helping you on that topic next week. In the meantime, we hope you have an enlightening week. Thank you for listening to the Sedona Soul Sisters Show. If you'd like more information about the Sedona Soul Sisters and their services, visit their website at SedonaSoulSisters.com. Subscribe to our show here so you don't miss a thing. All of us at Sedona Soul Sisters hope you have an enlightening week.